Hiya, this is Wildcards, the show where democracy rules and you decide what we spend our time talking about. You've been voting away on Twitter for a number of topics in a number of categories, and we're going to be talking about them today. Unless we decide ultimately we don't really fancy it and don't want to, because everyone here has got a wild card they can play. It's the name of the show, it's the name of the game. So if anyone wants to avoid what's won in the public vote and talk about the things that they find the most interesting, they can do that once and once only. And I imagine, Adam, you'll be making sure everyone sticks to the rules. You'll be making sure that the order is upheld throughout the next 45 minutes.
Well, somebody needs to, because you don't give a shit.
You've not been on this show, I think, for only a couple of weeks now, and not a week has gone by where you have not been referenced as being militant, difficult, and a bit of an arse. So you've got to uphold today.
Just that, you know, the phrase, I'm not doing an Adam Smith, things like that often gets used. It's nice to know that I'm just, you know, overarching. That's the important thing.
Notorious.
Notoriously yeah. Difficult is what you are. So we've got difficult Adam Smith. We've got Neil Atkinson. We've got Ian Salmon and Abby Rudkin in an actual artist's studio. There's easels, there's paint on the walls. It's inspiring.
It's a mess.
So let's crack on with LFC, shall we? And your options were Liverpool player of the season, McAllister links, or Istanbul anniversary. Everyone wants to talk about McAllister because I guess it's that time of the year, isn't it, where we all just start getting very excited about the future again. Adam, I've been reading some rumours. I've been reading some things. I've been looking at what Rob Gutman puts on Twitter. And the main theme today, at least anyway, seems to be potential competition from City and United, from him, but mainly City, as they're looking at Gundogan and Bernardo Silva leaving this summer. And above all else, I don't want to enter into a bidding war with them because I don't want to get outbid for a lovely midfielder again. And I think that the question is kind of, what does he want ultimately? Because I'm not going to talk about what we have the financial capability to do in comparison to Man City, because it is incomparable. But I think you've got guaranteed success at the Etihad. You've got immediate Champions League football. But with us, he gets to start more. He gets to play a bigger role in the kind of title challenger season that we want to have again. And, you know, there's Europa League short term, which is absolutely fine. I don't know what seems more appealing to him and what seems more likely, because some reports suggest we're very much the main name in the frame. Others suggest in City aren't even in contention. They're not even having conversations with them. And others saying, of course they are, because they're City.